Of the year. And so I look at this little boy. I like to, I'm like glad Mike and Milo are here because graduation, there's Rochester University Prep Center. It's in it's a school for young men. It's Rochester, let me say it right. Rochester University Prep. It's a charter school for young men. For the first time, they had an African-American valedictorian.
All right.
And the principal wouldn't let him give his speech.
Wow. All right.
I'm talking about what the happenings in 2018. And so I had to look that little young fella up, and I said, the principal, him, the principal had some issues in the past about protests, and him being the flat first black male, he was not allowed at the valedictorium to give his speech. And the mayor said, the devil is alive. And the mayor called him down to the city hall. Help me somebody. Yes. And gave him a larger audience to speak and give his speech. Yes. And in his speech, Michael and Mylon, he said something strange. He said to the principal, I forgive you.
All right.
He said, I wasn't going to do it, even the mayor's invitation. He said, but I tell you what, I realized it wasn't all about me.
All right.
And at this moment, I needed to do it because it was about others.
Yeah, I see.
And he smiled and he laughed and he was respectful. He said, Mr. Munyu, he said, I forgive you. He said, you didn't break me.
Come on.
You tried to break me, he said, but you didn't break me. And they said it was a year and it's not even over yet. Like, no.
All right.
Wow. So I didn't look at that. And so I didn't want to move too quickly because my own personal life, I had to stop and look at the highs and lows. I wanted to reflect what God did in 2018, what I learned about myself, what I learned about Him. So I began to reflect back to that. Take your mind back. Mm-hmm. Don't be in a hurry to get to tomorrow. Let's go back quickly.
Well,
and I looked at that and I said, wait a minute. Not only were there some highs and lows in the White House, but there were some highs and lows in my house.
All right.
Not only were there some ups and downs in the world, but there were some ups and downs in Cheryl's world. We had some hospital trips in our house. If I know what I'm talking about. Some folks went to the doctor this year. And I want you to take a moment to reflect. You went to the doctor. You got some reports. You got some outcomes. But you're still sitting here.
Amen.
So we can't be in a hurry for 2019 until we reflect on God's goodness in 2018.
All right.
I looked at that and I said, did I see God's handiwork this year?
Lord.
Did I see His handiwork? Did I grow in faith?
Well,
we're just asking ourselves some questions. Can't we just ask ourselves some questions? Did we persevere through some hard times? We're just asking ourselves some questions. You can close your eyes and think about this. Did we have to trust God when He said no?
My God.
Did we have to praise Him in situations that we didn't even understand? I'm just talking about 2018. Did anybody praise God because He moved on their behalf?
Come on.
2018. What a time when you came in and you served Him when you didn't even understand what was going on within your life? Was there times when you got up in the choir and you were empty and had nothing left and had a hard week and you had to sing glory to His name anyway? Did that happen to anybody else?
Come on.
I mean, you start thinking back. This 2018, did my breath make a difference to anybody?
Well,
if He woke me up 365 days, what was the point? What was his purpose? Why did He give me breath every day that I woke up? Didn't matter to anybody else.
Come on.
Did I pray for anybody?
Come on.
This year? Did I talk with anybody? Somebody who was having a hard time, who had a stronghold in their life. Somebody who was struggling with drugs. Did I talk with them?
My Lord.
Did I have compassion for the sister who lived in the shelter because she'd been abused by her husband? Did I have compassion?
No.
I'm just talking about 2018. Yeah. I'm just reflecting on this year. And I said, God, in the hard times, did I hold on to my faith? Was I faithful to You? When it got hard in 2018? And guess what? Something strange. I went to this church. And for some reason, they had a testimony series on this Wednesday night. And everybody that got up and testified, because I was going to do that this morning, but I didn't get talked to the pastor about that. I want to have testimonies there. Everybody got up had a testimony, and all of them was not about good outcomes.
Well, right. come on.
Right, wow. That's real.
Everybody testified. Some had been through issues with finances, issues in their family, issues. But they all had a praise.
Right.
And I said, God, have I matured to that place?
Come on.
They were able to find unexpected strength
in the struggle. Yeah.
Come on.
They were able to find unexpected strength, Carla, in the middle of disappointment.
Well,
when their dream was shattered, they were still able to get up and worship and get up and sing on the praise and worship team and get up and, I mean, it was preachers.
Yeah.
Everybody who testified had a post to be on, but they were on it and they were sharing what hard moments they had experienced, but they were saying, for God I live and for God I die.
Yeah.
Well.
I couldn't understand it. I said, wow, Lord, look at this. And I said, wow. And I looked at my own house and I told you about my house. I said, was I the best version of a wife? Was I the best wife I could have been this year? I'm just talking. Were we the best husbands this year?
Come on.
Were we obedient children this year? I'm talking to the children. When you're outside of mama's eyesight, were you obedient?
Well.
But you're never outside of God's eyesight.
Right.
I had to ask myself some questions, Ernest. Decisions that I made, was God pleased with them?
My Lord.
Did I find God working in my life this year? Yeah. I told you about it. We had some hospital visits, and we've been to some funeral homes, and y'all know my dad had a stroke, and I just started reflecting on the year of things that were a little bit unrocky and uncomfortable, and then I began to see them with different perspective, and I said, God, you have honored me to be his primary caregiver. What an honor.
All right.
Wow.
I'm talking about perspective.
Yeah.
Is it a burden or is it a blessing?
All right. Come on.
Then I have to get off work and go by and check on him and go by and see him and send other folks to go check on him. Is it a blessing or is it a burden?
Well,
I said, God, you have honored me to be his primary caregiver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got to go to Sam's, Lord, and I got to get some underwear for men. Some pampers, Lord. So they give him pride versus the other kind.
Like
diapers. Because I want to give him pride.
All right.
Y'all. I'm talking about 2018 perspective.
Well.
Where did we grow in our faith?
Okay.
What needs to stay in 2018?
My Lord.
And what lessons need to go with us in 2019?
All right.
In 2018.
Yeah.
I thought about myself. I said, what a great series the pastor did. Prayer-dinaires.
Yeah.
I said, it's great, awesome series. I said, God, I'm talking to myself. That's how I talk to him. I said, did my prayer life get better?
Did it advance? Come on out.
Was I more fruitful? Because if not, guess what? It was just another series.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did the pastor waste breath?
My Lord.
I'm just saying, come on, my own reflection.
Right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did I give more? Did I take more? Mm-hmm. Was I on my post?
Come on.
All right.
Was I a loafer? Did I lose my fire and my zeal this year?
Well.
Look at 1 Corinthians. Ah, God, did I miss any opportunities? Did I miss any opportunities? Did I stay on my post?
Well.
So I get a look at Paul in 1 Corinthians talking.
Come on.
To the Corinthian church. And he's talking to them about, in the first verse you heard me read was, thanks be to God who gives us the victory.
Yeah.
Paul says, this cross thing, he said, this is serious. It makes our faith a reality. This is not a figment of our imagination. You know, when Jesus went to the cross and when he rose from the dead, he said he handed us victory.
Come on.
It's a handed victory.
Yeah.
So you see the word gives. Gives in the present tense. He gives us victory. Yeah. So now you can't say, I can't live a victorious Christian life because he gives.
Yeah.
He hands us the victory to walk in this walk.
All right.
He said, I give you the victory. It makes our faith a reality. Wait a minute. Y'all back up, read a couple verses up and say you got victory over death.
Right.
Victory over sin. Y'all read that. He said, guess what? And he's coming back again. So now how you going to live? You're going to live in the light of him coming back. Because at some point, he's going to crack the marvelous sky.
Okay?
He said, so now that he just handed you victory, you want to serve him out of gratitude.
Right.
Okay, we said you a different way. If you don't get dressed and come to church, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. If you don't do those things, he said, is your service out of gratitude?
All right.
Look at that. And I looked at that. I said, Jesus, you know what? You conquered a whole lot. I saw him at the cross a whole different way. He said, death, where's your sting? Where's your victory? And here it is. Jesus, even when it got hard in the garden, I want you to see that he stayed on this post. Jesus went the distance.
Uh-huh.
When he went back to the disciples, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And they were asleep. And he said, can y'all pray with me for an hour?
Yeah.
Dudes. That's what Jesus said. That's in the Bible, dudes. Dudes, y'all sleep.
Yeah.
Can you stay with me for 1 hour?
Yeah.
And then he went back, guess what, to the Father. He said, if it be thy will, he said, he's trying to find a way to still be in God's will and not have to have the cross in the equation.
Come on.
How can I still do it the way you want it done? How can I still reconcile man? How can I still redeem Ernest, but I don't want to have to face the cross?
Yeah.
He go back to get some strength from his friend and they sleep.
Yeah.
He goes back to the place, talk to his father. He said, is there another way that I can do this? Let this bitter cup pass from me. Dude, I go back and y'all sleep again. Guess what? I believe Jesus got some strength. About that third time, he said, you know what? Y'all sleep on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sleep on.
He said, be it unto me.
All right.
According to your will. Jesus went the distance for me.
Yeah.
He stayed on course. Even when he was talked about. Yes, he stayed on his post. Right. Even when they said he wasn't who he said he was. Right. He stayed on his post. And am I able to stay the distance for him?
My Lord. Come on.
It's in the Bible. Am I able to stay my course for him? He finished his assignment. How about Jesus went all the way? He didn't like have to run the race.
He ran
the whole race. To the finish line.
All right.
Will I finish my task to completion?
My Lord.
Will I finish my assignment to completion? He finished the whole race. Look at this Jesus. There were times when he could have dropped out.
All right.
Come on.
Amen.
So sometimes he could have dropped out and said, you know what, I'm not doing this no more. No. But I'm talking about folk like us, we get mad because they don't put our name on the program and come back to church.
All right.
I'm not going to be over there at that church because they've got my name on the program. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus went the distance because he had Maya in mind. He had Bernice in mind.
Right.
He had, come on somebody.
Come on.
Because he had us in mind, he went the distance.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He stayed on his post.
Yeah.
Can he count on me to stay on my post?
All right.
Look at 58. We already done. He said, therefore.
All right.
therefore.
Since you've been handed the victory.
Right.
Through Christ Jesus.
Right.
He said, therefore. I'm going to do something. He said, can you be steadfast?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Can you get a clear sense of your purpose and get on your post?
All right.
Can you be steadfast? Can you fulfill your call? Can you be relentless to do what God wants you to do?
Yeah.
Can you be dedicated? Can we count on you?
All right.
God, look at that. Jesus did not deviate from the plan.
Come on.
He said, in 2019, will you keep moving forward or will you continue to look backwards?
My God.
Let's see.
Can you be steadfast? when you strive to do good, will you, the appointed course that God has outlined for you, he says, will you be steadfast? Where is that believer who doesn't go from, to and fro? You know, I'm going to go to this church because they got this over here. I'm going to go to this church. Get every doctrine throws them off. They just get all thrown off by some. Where is the believer who stands steadfast?
Yeah.
They love the answer in the prayer, but they don't throw in the towel. They learn how to master the middle. Where is that believer? Where is that believer that's steadfast? Look at that. They don't compromise the promise.
Come on.
They don't compromise even the standard. We talked about that the other day, me and Gail. True love waits. Don't care where you're at. Mama have to be there. Holy Ghost is there. Holy Ghost. Right. Don't compromise the center.
Yeah.
Don't just wear the cute ring because it's a cute ring, but hold up the center.
Stay
on your post.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good.
Glory. Be ye steadfast. Am I dedicated? Am I dependable? Can I be counted on?
All right.
Has something in life 2018 put my fire out?
My God.
You don't have to beg me to do praise and worship. I'm just going to show up and do it.
Because
I'm steadfast. And I want to be, some Bible say, what? Immovable. And some say unmovable. Look at that. Want to be steadfast, immovable, all the same thing. I want to be persistent. I want to be faithful. Can y'all see
Come on.
Unmovable, immovable. I am capable. I'm not even capable of being moved. I'm so solid in my conviction. I'm so solid in my faith. Even if they come this way, I won't go to the left or to the right because I'm committed to the cause. I'm committed to his will. I'm committed to the word of God. I'm committed to his purpose. What thing can the enemy throw at me that will get me off my course? What thing can the enemy put in front of me that will make me go a different direction? What is that thing?
Yeah.
That will not help me be unmovable and steadfast. Look at that. I'm going to look at that. And I said, wait a minute. There was a song that Pastor Wayne loved that he used to always sing all the time. I said, in order to be steadfast and unmovable, your soul got to be anchored.
All right.
Okay, this is bigger than church.
Right.
Your soul has got to be anchored in the Lord. He said, billows may roll and breakers may dash. He said, well, guess what? I'm going to hold what I got because my soul is anchored. There comes a time in a believer's life when we've got to be sold all the way. Unmovable. Wait a minute. You mean that when I'm unmovable and when I'm steadfast, guess what? It probably brings joy to the heart of God. I can count on her to do it my way.
Well,
she is steadfast. She is steady. She is not going to compromise. She is sold out. She it may get hard, but her faith is rooted. God, I want to cause the heart of God to have joy. I'm saying this because in January 1 up until now, we've lost some believers.
Amen.
We have lost some folk from January 1 until now.
Yeah.
And not because they went to glory. Right.
Come on.
Y'all. We can understand Brother Hawkins.
Yeah.
Okay. If he was still here, he would be on his post. Come on, somebody.
But he's gone
to glory. We lost some believers from January until now because something has gotten them distracted and off of their post.
All right.
We've got some believers, even members of this church, who have MIA. Missing in action, Julie.
Well,
we've got some that are AWOL.
All right.
They have gone out. Nobody gave them permission to leave.
All right.
Did they check with the general? Did he say it was okay to check?
Come on.
What happened? Sometimes a hard times cause us to drift.
Well,
that's real.
But I got to be steadfast and immovable. But guess what has to do that? Look at that last part. Always abounding. I can stand my ground if I'm always abounding in the work of the
Lord. Yeah.
What helped me to stay steadfast? What helped me to stay immovable? Because I'm always in his experiencing his power. Yeah. I want to always experience his presence. Yeah. If I'm abounding in the work of the Lord, I mean, I'm just not some mediocre worker. Yeah. He said always. What does always mean? Consistently.
Uh-huh.
Constantly abiding in the work of
the
Lord. Okay, I'm not a loafer. I'm not lazy. If he said be light, I want to be light. If he said be salt, we ought to be salt. Help me somebody.
Right, right.
Here it is. He's saying, this is what's going to help you right here. I was doing somebody's evaluation. I had two evals to do the other day. I always about to jump out at him. Because hey, these are the folk that go above and beyond.
All right.
These are the folk that just don't do it when the boss is looking.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So we do merit increases. And so I have two evaluations. And if you get an M me, you meet expectations.
Right.
You're just doing the basics.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You're just doing the job. You understand? And if I give you an E or an O, which means exceeds or outstanding, I have to almost write a book.
Uh-huh.
Okay? To explain, because I'm I just can't say, Maya, turn her paperwork in on time every month, and good job, Maya. They don't say to me, that's her job.
All right.
That's
right.
That's me. If I say Maya helps her co-worker who's out sick, are you with me? Maya goes above and beyond. She'll get an E, and then guess what? Her merit increase will reflect. That she got an E.
Yeah.
Okay. If she get all M's, she might get 2.7%.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But if I see where she helps out other coworkers, she's a team player. She's been having to use her own car and gas and take a client to the hospital. I said, oh, she gets an E.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And my merit will reflect that. And guess what? My boss supports that because why? I've given her enough information.
Right.
Y'all.
Right.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
Given her enough. Yeah. So she'll be able to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, she has a picture. She doesn't see Maya every day. But I give her a picture of what Maya has been doing.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, she does deserve an E.
Uh-huh.
That's what's training her. Always abounding in the work. This is not the normal work.
Come on.
This is the person that believes in pouring out their life for God.
Yeah.
This is one that believes in pouring out their life that others benefit.
Yeah.
Other folks live in the overflow of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally committed.
Yeah. Always abounding. Y'all see that?
Come on. Come on.
This is the folk that's serious about work. This folk that's real serious about the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quality work. It's honorable work. Guess what? I just came by to let you know that God is hiring. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Amen.
He's an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord. In the work of the Lord is the work that he gives for you to do.
Yeah.
Okay. It is not the minimum. It is building God's kingdom here on earth.
All right.
It is advancing his name.
Right.
It is making his name known in HEB, in the beauty shop. Right. This is not the normal kind of work.
Right. All right.
What does God give you to do? Are you on your post? Because Paul said when the trumpet sound, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Amen.
You gotta read that whole, when the trumpet sound, when he comes back,
come
when
on.
He cracks the sky, it will be too late.
Come on.
I'm going to clock in. No, it's too late. I'm about to go to work. No, it's too late.
Yeah.
And what I want, I have some special guests here today that's going to share with us something. But staying on our post. Staying on our post means that I don't take long lunch breaks.
Well,
yeah. All right.
Staying on our post means you're looking for me and you can't find me. But staying on our post means I'm there in the hard days, I'm there in the good days. Staying on our post. With the help of God, I will stay on course. But that person is committed to staying on course.
Yeah.
And I invited some visitors here today to help us understand that. Because as I was looking at that, victory was already ours. I was saying to them, how did you get involved? How did you get involved with this always? Because I see them always doing something. They're consistently, constantly doing a work for the Lord. Or working in the Lord. And so I tell you that God was hiring. And so God looks at the harvest. And there's opportunity when you see the harvest. But God shows us the harvest. And so I had a couple of visitors came by today. And I want them to share with you. Because I believe something strange happens. I believe that when God sees the vineyard, he matches the employee Abounding in the work of the Lord.
All right.
Abounding in the work. You're just not at that school just because.
Right.
He'll match the employee with the vineyard need. You understand what I'm saying? Come here, ma'am. Can you tell us, ma'am? Can you stand up, ma'am? Right here. Yeah. So I understand you've been working at the mobile food pantry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you tell me how that all started for you?
Well, I was always going to be helpful, and I didn't think I was, could be because I, like you said, my disability or whatever, because I couldn't stand long or walk long.
So you thought you couldn't do it.
I thought I couldn't do it.
And so, but you always wanted to in your heart.
Yeah.
And God set up something.
He set it up. I asked Carla, could I be of any kind of help? So she said, oh, yes, come on, I can always use you.
So you asked Carlos, could you be of any kind of help?
Because
you want to always abound in the work of the Lord. You didn't want to be no pew woman.
No, I didn't want to.
You want to do something effective in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Something impactful. You want your breath to matter.
Yes.
And so what did Carlos say?
Oh, she told me to come home. She can always use it. And so she made me, be the for the people to sign in.
So you can sign in later. You can sit down and do that.
I
so you have a disability according to, come on, help me somebody.
Yeah.
You have a disability according to the people.
And
so they have diagnosed disability.
Yeah.
And you said, clearly, there's nothing God can use me for.
Uh-huh.
And Carter said, not so.
Uh-huh.
Y'all wish y'all help me right there.
Yeah.
God will match. Okay, now God will match the employee with the vineyard. Gabriella, if there's somebody at your school that needs to be saved, that's why you're there.
Gabriella
said the other day, she said, I'm beginning to see now why I'm at this school. Because I really didn't believe you and mama. I mean, you and daddy. And she said, Michael said the same thing you said. Miss Maya said the same thing you said. And mama said the same thing you said. But I asked God to show it to me. And now she said, I'm beginning to see how God's been using her with her friends. Because she got some friends that she loved, and guess what? They're on their way to heaven.
All right.
And her heart is broken by that.
Yeah.
I have another visitor today. Another visitor. Sir, could you please stand? So tell me. So there's something that you do on a regular basis, consistently, constantly. There's a work that you do for the Lord that nobody in this church knows about. Tell me about that.
Minister to the AA people.
Did you say? Did you use the word minister?
Let me help you. Yeah.
Anybody that has preached right here say, I minister. If your ministry is confined to this pulpit, you better check. Because God's not called you to it.
Come on.
Wow. Your pulpit is where He places you.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry, I got so excited, sir. So tell me how that got started. Something about Hawkins or something.
Mr. Hawkins was inspired to me by Wade's own companies or alcoholics.
Okay.
And so I just said, well, if he should do it, I should be able to do it.
Okay. Mr. Hawkins left the legacy.
Yeah.
Mr. Hawkins is all on the bench of the Lord. But because he was always abounding in the work of the Lord, guess what? He's in a tag team.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. He said Hawkins inspired.
Yeah.
If he can do it, how many years did Hawkins do that?
Three.
Yeah.
He's going to be, this year he will be 61 years.
Wow.
61 years going in to the pits of hell, dragging men and women out and saying, you can be set free. Y'all know how old Hawkins was? Getting in his car every Thursday night, driving there. Come on.
Yeah.
We can't get some 35-year-olds. I'm sorry. 96 years old, gets in his car, drives every Thursday night and says, who the son set free is free indeed. Telling men and boys and girls. That they can be set free.
All right.
And he did it until God stopped him.
All right.
Help me somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then left somebody else to keep.
And so you got a tattoo. So he inspires you. What
is happening? I stayed with it because this is what I wanted. I didn't think what I was using. I didn't think that you would be happy and have fun without having alcohol and drugs in your system.
Wow.
But since I don't been to AA, don't got a little experience, I found out you can have happiness. Not
my God.
Did you say that experience? I'm about to shout. Is anybody happy like that? I'm about to shout. Guess what? And he is staying free because he is staying in the face of God.
Yeah.
He's getting stronger and stronger. Yeah. But guess what? His heart was inspired to go back and get another brother.
Yeah.
Always consistently. Hawkins is gone, but the mission is still here. Hawkins is gone, but the vineyard is still here. Hawkins is gone, but the needs are still here. Do you know that Ronnie, when he shows up, is affecting a whole family, a whole generation?
Right.
Because he's always abounding. Rain, sleet, snow. Do you not want to go when it rains? You still go, don't you? Okay. Do you go when it's hot? You go when it's cold. Snatching people out the fire.
Yeah.
That's some others, but I want y'all to hear some people tonight, today, that you've never heard from before. We got some Sunday school teachers who stay on their post. This year we had some new teachers. Come on, Maya and Carl. This year we had some new teachers. Stay on your post. Wednesday night. Judy, come tell me what happened Wednesday night. Bible study. Men and women Bible study. Guess what? God is calling us to a higher level of devotion. If your course is off, it's time for a course correction. Judy said something strange. I'm going to let her rest, but I feel like I need to say Judy. She said, we're supposed to be on this highway. Talked to her one Thursday. I said, what happened, Judy? She said, you're not going to believe what happened last night.
It was one Thursday. I think it was raining real bad. I was late getting off work, and Sister Carlos was out of town. And I got here, and I was the only Bethsaida member that was here. But we didn't even get to the lesson because people was giving their testimonies. And they were saying, it made me cry because they were saying that they belonged to other churches, but they were saying, I thank God for Bethsaida, that we was open. And that's why I was telling Sister William, I said that we spent all of that whole hour just giving God praise for the things that they had been through. And I was saying, you know, what if I'd have said, well, Sister Carlos ain't going to be there. I'm not going. But it was people who are dependent on this church. And I said, I thank God, because someone was just saying, if I could just get to Wednesday. It was a lot of changing for me to let me know that, you know, we're here for a reason.
Stay on your post.
What call has God called you to fulfill?
All right.
Pastor's been talking about gifts. What gifts are mine dormant? Not being used. Not just to edify this body. But the world. We talked a few months ago about, you know how much suicide's been happening in this county? And we're sitting in church and we're cute. And comfortable. I'm too hot, Pastor. Can you adjust that? I'm too cold, Pastor. Can you adjust that? Maxine, that song's too high. Can you bring it down? Are we making impact?
All right.
Why would he give us 365 days for nothing?
All right.
Bernice says, got a passion, got a heart for, she does Sunday school books, but she says, I can do other kind of books. Call us, Kenneth, say, have you asked that question? Is there anything that our church needs, that the world needs? What is it, God, that you need from me? Why am I at prayer view? There's some girls here out of control, God. Show me, God, what's my call? Do I start a true love waits here? What family is having grief, God? Can I go fix them a meal?
Yeah.
Do I start a men's club? A men's club at the college? What is it, God? I want to hear clearly what it is. And be ready for the answer.
All right.
It's, I got to be at this school. Why I got to be here? Gab said, God showed me.
Be careful what you ask for, because he will. He's not what your bread to count, Ronnie. I'll pull what you have.
Yeah.
You can go pull others out. You know what drugs and alcohol look like. Come here, you. If somebody's on the wrong course, guess what? We may be the one God's calling to help them get a course correction. Change the direction of their lives. Let's not go another 365 days and not be on our post.
Amen.
Do you want me to start a youth Sunday school? This is the craziest church you got. This pastor is open. He won't
right,
ideas.
Right. Amen.
I got folk who I know go to other churches and say they take ideas to their other today leaders. They're not even heard. Well, I'm just praying. I'll get back to you. If we're crazy in this house, we want to turn this place upside down.
Yeah.
Like they did in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Everywhere they went, they turned it upside down.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it you want me to start? I'm going to get ready to talk to Cars. I've already talked to the folk in Waco about we're going to have a job fair in 2019 in this house.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to do some different kind of ministries. Some different things. We're going to be missing some meals in January, praying and asking God what that looks like, Judah. Bible study not going to be just regular Bible study anymore.
Amen.
The shelters are saying, can they come to Bible study? You mean you're going to drive from Costa Campbell to this church? You pass how many churches? And you say you want to come here for Bible study? Now that's all you can say. Because it was never about us.
All right.
It was always about him. He always knew where Bernice was. He always knew where you were, Ronnie. Ronnie said strong language. He said, I'll get to the minutes.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you got a license? Ronnie, you are Dave? He said, but I'm called.
Right.
Yeah.
And I go to a church that equips me.
Amen.
To walk in my calling.
Yeah.
That's an anointing Ronnie had I'll never have. Because he goes into the dens where the people are. You don't like you, Ernest. With the funny cigarettes, he go in there with me. So, yeah, let me talk to you about that. God can change your whole life. I used to be a gangster, too. I used to be a drug dealer, too. I used to be a prostitute, too. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Will the church start telling their real testimony?
Come on.
Will the church start telling their real testimony?
Yeah.
One of the singles called, she said, well, I've been trying to struggle with this little ways. I've been trying to, do the right thing here, prayer, but I've been struggling. You don't know how I've been struggling, Sister Williams. I've been trying to live pure. That's why I'm single. But I've been slipping and messing up and stuff. Look, they think I'm Virgin Mary. And so she said, I don't know. I said, no, I know.
Yeah.
I know how to struggle. And the pastor said, I struggle well. Mm-hmm. I've been single. But they wait for the church to do what? Show our real scars.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I've been wounded in the battle. I just didn't quit.
Right.
Yeah.
If I've been wounded,
all right.
I just still show up.
Yeah.
That church Wednesday night, every testimony stood up there, and they were crying, saying, "Oh, I thank God." And you heard that story, and you're like, and they had praise anyhow.
Right.
All right.
Because they were steadfast.
Yeah.
Unmovable. Not easily persuaded to go another direction.
All right.
They were sticking with their first choice.
Yeah.
Come on, sister. Y'all don't believe it, but that's it. Stay on your post.
All right.
But what keeps you grounded is your soul's got to be anchored.
Yeah.
You got to understand this is serious business.
Yes.
It's serious business. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. If you're off your post, you may want to get back on it. It's a good day for a course correction.
Get on.
Lord, I got lazy. I got upset by something that was just silly at church. I just got upset. I'm getting back on my post, Lord. And I'm renewing that commitment. Not tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I'm renewing that commitment right now.
Yeah.
Because Bernice and Ronnie already showed me God got something for me to do.
Yeah.
I know Bernice can even talk. Yes, she can. And she got a job. What is your assignment? Stay on the course. Storms come, stay on the course.
Yeah.
Wind comes, stay on the course. Good days, bad days, stay on the course.
Yeah.
Children act not acting right.
Stay on it.
Husband going through some things.
Stay on
your post.
Yeah.
Stay on your post. It's a serious work. It's serious. If you read all that Paul thing, Paul says talks about the greatest thing that's happened in my life. He said it's to know him.
Yeah.
He said I got to know him in a real way.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people that started in January that's not here now, maybe they haven't gotten to know him in a real way.
Come on now.
Have they had a real God encounter? Because a God encounter will change the rest of your life.
You're right, you're right.
I pray for people when they had an appetite for the wrong thing and say, God, change their appetite.
Yes, Lord.
And he'll set them free.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his desire that any would perish. But that all would come to repentance. He said, that's why I came. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can try another way. Guess what? But when God's way doesn't work, no other way will not work.
Come on now.
His way works. There is no other way. And all of us can testify who know him that he made the difference in our lives.
Yeah, so you're right.
He made the difference. If it's time for a course correction, it's corrected today.